Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brooklyn. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Glenn Mitchell, and I just noticed a charge on my credit card effective today, and I do not recognize it, and it has your number on it.
Can I have your zip code, please?
78657.
And your first and last name?
Glenn Mitchell.
And for security purposes, can you verify the address?
109 Blue Ground, Horseshoe Bay, Texas, 78657.
Okay, I do see a charge that went through for $6.95 for the wireless mini pods on the 25th of November.
For what?
The mini pods. They're ear pods.
Mini ear pods.
Yes, sir.
Went through on November the 25th?
Yes, sir.
That was supposed to be a free gift.
Yes, sir, but we do have a 14-day trial, and if you don't call back and cancel the trial of the product within those 14 days, then on that 15th day...
Do you want me to send those pods back? They didn't work anyway.
Yes, sir, you can. Just give me one second, and I'm going to issue you an RMA number. Okay, sir, are you ready for that RMA number?
I am.
It's going to be B as in boy, 116, A as in apple, 8464, F as in Frank, the number 2 and 1.
Okay, what am I supposed to do with that number?
Just put it on the front of the package. That's the RMA number.
This is the second time that I have been, I call it a scam. And I just made a call here recently for some, and I think it was to your same organization, for some, these are put on the internet as a gift for taking a survey or something like that. I can't even recall. And then I end up getting a charge for this. Now, I want credit for this on my account.
Well, being that it does state in our terms and conditions box, I cannot do refunds, or our sales are final. But I did go ahead and get you canceled out, or you
want to... I'm going to cancel this with my credit card, then. I'm going to challenge it. Because this is a scam. That's all in the world it is. I was offered, as I recall, a choice of three things, and they were supposed to be free. And you're telling me that I signed up for something continuing?
Yes, sir, you did. We do have a 14-day trial that does state in our terms and conditions box that we do have that 14-day trial as well as a no-return policy.
Okay, now may I have your organization and address, please?
We are only the customer service line for the products that we sell.
You either give me a credit on this, or I am going to cancel the challenge it on my credit card, and I'm not going to pay it.
Well, sir, being that it does state in our terms and conditions, I cannot do
it. I don't care,
sir.
What that it's entrapment. That's all in the world it is. Now, I want your organization because I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau.
Okay, sir, just give me one second. Let me see what I can do for you. Okay, sir. I did speak with my supervisor, and she is going to let me refund you in full for the latest charge.
Okay, and when is that going to happen?
That'll be back on the card that you used in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. The last one that I had was for some CBD oil on this, and I was assured that I would get credit, and I have not yet got credit. I know you're going to say that that was not your transaction, but I will be keeping an eye on this.
Okay, sir. I did go ahead and refund you in full. I did go ahead and cancel you, and you won't receive any further shipments or charges.
Okay. You want me to send these pods back to you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's the address?
Just give me 1 second. It's going to be 11551 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. 80239 is the zip code.
80239?
Yes, sir.
And what's the organization name? Who am I mailing it to?
It says, hold on 1 second, Fitness Watch.
What?
Fitness, hold on. I'm sorry about that, sir. Just put mini pods.
Mini pods?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a nice day.